WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Today, we're diving into something super important. Building healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? You know that feeling when your yes is actually a silent, please take advantage of me. We've all been there, right? But guess what? Saying no isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about protecting your energy, your time, and your emotional well-being. This isn't about becoming a grumpy recluse, folks. It's about being intentional with your life, setting clear expectations, and attracting the kind of relationships that nourish you. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those rock-solid boundaries. First up, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it honesty, respect, loyalty? When you understand your core values, it's easier to say no to things that don't align with them. Imagine a compass guiding your decisions. Your values are the North Star. Second, communicate clearly and directly. No more beating around the bush or hoping people will just read your mind. Practice saying no calmly and confidently. You don't need to apologize for taking care of yourself. Remember, a clear no is better than a hesitant, maybe, that leads to resentment later on. Third, be consistent. Boundaries aren't one-time deals, they're ongoing commitments. When you set a boundary and someone pushes back, don't waver. This reinforces the message. You're serious about your needs. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Fourth, learn to say yes to yourself. This is all about prioritizing self-care and activities that bring you joy. Make time for hobbies, exercise, spending time with loved ones. Things that replenish your energy and make you feel good. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Finally, remember that building healthy boundaries takes time. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep practicing. You deserve to live a life that feels authentic, fulfilling, and truly yours. Think about a recent situation where you felt your boundaries were crossed. Maybe someone constantly called you at work, interrupting your flow? Or perhaps a friend dropped by unannounced when you really needed some quiet time? It's okay to feel frustrated or even a little angry in these situations. But remember, this is your chance to step up and set those boundaries. Next time, try saying something like, "Hey, I really appreciate you reaching out, but I'm swamped at work right now. Can we connect later?" Or, "I love catching up with you, but I need some quiet time tonight. Maybe we can grab coffee tomorrow?" Quote dot. See? You got this. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful steps to build those healthy boundaries and create a life that feels authentically yours. Remember, saying no is an act of self-respect, and protecting your energy is essential for living a fulfilling life. Go out there and rock those boundaries. If this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button. Share it with a friend who needs to hear this message, and let me know what you think in the comments. And hey, join me tomorrow for another dose of emotional fitness. We've got some awesome stuff coming up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.